Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah, well, when I tell Carla, those dishes are piling up. Well, I've got to work for a living. Well, today she indicated by no words whatsoever. I know what I'm going out to in the kitchen at the end of this show.
Yeah, Jenga.
And it's like, yeah, it's going to be Jenga, coagulated gravy, stuffing.
Oh, no.
Did you do the Popeye's turkey?
Yes.
My cousin did the Popeye's turkey, and they loved it, too.
Yeah.
Obviously, you got the big one. What's the largest you can get?
75 pounds.
No.
I've been to three or four chiropractors in my life, and the clientele never looks like that. It seems to be more heavy guys.
Mm-hmm. No, I see a variety of people when I used to go to the chiropractor. A wide variety of people all
well,
the
I
time.
Went to the big and large chiropractor.
Mm-hmm.
They had to reinforce
melons,
the table. Yeah.
The
Thornton melons.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
So I'm looking at a text message from my daughter, Elizabeth. 2:30 a.m., she returned to Virginia. Way to make the drive, Elizabeth.
She drove.
God.
The weekend. Yes, that was, boy, 2:30 a.m. Wow. Great Thanksgiving weekend. This is the Mike O'Mara Show post-Thanksgiving. I hope your weekend festivities were festive on Thanks Festivus. I hope you enjoyed yourself. I had a great one. We'll get to our Thanksgivings. We will get to everything. Sorry we had a little late start today. Show will be posted a little bit later. We have one of those spirited pre-show meetings that are always so much fun. Listen, I want to tell you about something I discovered on the Thanksgiving holiday. This is something I do discover things online because I don't know whether it's AI, I don't know whether it's data collection, I don't know what it is, but I believe that the internet has figured out that Mike O'Mara is a weird guy. And there might be something that I think the computer brain, if there's a giant computer brain, says to itself, hey, Mike might like this. Let's send him these. And okay. I am here to tell you that this discussion might be insightful, enlightening to you, because I mentioned it to a buddy of mine over the weekend, and he said he knew what it was because he's seen the videos too. So I don't know if they're targeting older citizens or not, but all of us at one time or another on this show, and I'm talking about Oscar and Rob and yes. me, we have all sought out chiropractic help for various back issues that we've had. Yes. Some of us more than others, but I think, all of us have had significant time in a chiropractor's office. So I don't know when this started popping out. I'm going to say a month ago, month and a half ago, these videos started creeping into my feed. Along with the slot machine play, golf tips, and watch polishing. Sorry, I'm a weird person.
That's
you know
right.
that. And if you really want to know what kind of person you are, take a look at your YouTube feed. If you're a regular surfer, it'll tell you who you are.
They have totally figured you out, though. That's pretty accurate.
They figured me out because I go back and I go back. And the more you go back, the more they give. And the more they give, the more you go back. It's a vicious circle. And the material... The content that this gentleman, and I don't even know his name, I know he's bald and he has a big long beard and he's a chiropractor. And this the customers he has, it just seems like a limitless supply. Let me explain what I'm talking about. There is a chiropractor that videotapes with multiple cameras and multiple microphone locations his chiropractic adjustments. And the chiropractic adjustments to almost exclusively, I don't want to say exclusively, but I will say almost exclusively, the chiropractic adjustments are done on young, very, very attractive women. And the very attractive women are usually found clad in very tight, skin tight active wear. The kind that my wife hawks online, or sells, I should say. Sorry about that. And I'm like, wow, this will be interesting to see this. And then you throw in, and this is where the ASMR comes into play. You throw in the sound that is made of a good adjustment. Most people who have been adjusted by a chiropractor will tell you that those adjustments, it's an amazingly satisfying sound when he gets the real deep crack in your back. We like that. Maybe that has something to do with why I like it. But I have to share with you, he has a few shorts. I would recommend really the long videos. If I can tell you what the long videos are, the long videos consist of him, and they can be 10 minutes, of him speaking with a young lady. She might be in a different outfit.
No, and he's like hitting on them. I know exactly who you're talking about.
I don't know if he's hitting on them.
This Dreamboat in Beverly Hills. I've seen him.
Let's go to the video short, Mac, the first one, and maybe you can see what I'm talking about.
All right. Doing great.
Oh, my.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, my.
Different guy. Jesus.
Oh.
I stand corrected.
Oh, gosh.
These girls are half naked.
Oh. No.
Letting it all go.
Oh, no.
There we go.
Oh.
See that mic he's got down there, Rob?
Yeah.
Just that. You're doing great.
Oh, my.
Second side is the same thing. We just follow the breath.
Oh, my gosh. That was so fast. Oh, my God.
There she is.
Doing great.
And he whistles, too.
Oh,
I don't trust a chiropractor in suspenders.
Oh, my.
Rob, I don't think trust has anything to do with it. I think these videos are very entertaining.
Okay. This is a different doctor. I've never seen this guy. This guy looks like he's in a strip mall in Manassas.
Yeah, he does.
It's all over my feed, though. It is all over
my feed. I
got to
find this guy.
Did you find the dictionary definition of ASMR?
Yeah,
did you
I don't. Find that? Yeah, I found it. I don't think this is ASMR, Mike.
I don't either.
I think this is like a kink of some sorts.
Some of his videos say ASMR, though.
Oh, that's how he's getting away with
audio,
it.
Is it audio sensory, the first? The
it is autonomous sensory meridian response.
Correct.
Yeah.
So that when you hear the chiropractic adjustment, that will give you a positive
it's
response.
A tingling sensation that usually begins on the scalp and moves down the back of the neck to the upper spine.
Oh.
A pleasant form of paresthesia. It's been compared to auditory tactile synesthesia.
Wow. It's a lot of stuff there. A lot of stuff.
But I always thought ASMR to me, the audio ASMR, is normally like people crackling paper or
nails on a chalkboard, maybe.
No, it's more soothing than that, I think.
Soothing.
As a matter of fact, there's a guy that's all over my TikTok or Instagram feed, and his name is Nomadically Ryan, and he lives in his car. And right now he's on a 1 month cruise because it was cheaper to take a 1 month cruise than to get lodging. So he's talking about all his hacks and stuff, but that's beside the point. He mics his voice very, very close.
The whispering.
Yeah. But but the fidelity is strong and it's a loud capture of a quiet voice. And he often says, thank you for all the, comments that my voice is soothing, like
this is what
ASMR.
I do in my kid's ear. This is what I do in my kid's ear, and it drives him insane. But I'll do this.
Would you like a piece of chocolate cake?
Oh,
see what I mean?
Oh, yeah, Salad Fingers is different than ASMR. Salad Fingers is more like, all right, first of all, it's a cult following, and I miss him. Yes,
stop it.
Hey, Mac, pull up a true ASMR video. This pervert in Manassas, wherever he is.
Can you get before you do that, can you just play one more of the shorts for these guys?
Sure. Yeah.
Give me a second.
I think one of the key things in ASMR is that people find it oddly satisfying.
Sorry to distract you there, Rob.
That's so fine.
This guy's using tools.
Okay. I feel really good.
Yeah. And they all look like that.
Yeah, this is a different. I've never seen this doctor before.
No.
And I'm sure he's reputable. This is all legend, but he looks like
he's. You can't see these adjustments and not think he's reputable because he. But my question is.
He kind of looks like the guy from Ben and Jerry's.
Oh my God, that was amazing.
Yeah, Sean Greenwood.
Where? Yes. One more, Mac. One more. Where does he get these women? By the way, it took me 5 minutes to get these together. That they're all like this, all of these different videos.
Well, he goes on Craigslist and puts out an ad for models.
Does he really?
And then he puts free back adjustment.
Yes. Because, here we are. This is...
Free back adjustment. No insurance.
He's working their feet right now.
You know?
Gorilla, this is gorilla marketing at its best.
Who wouldn't keep going back?
There she is.
I'd go back to him for free.
Yeah.
I'd go hang out in his waiting room for an afternoon.
Yeah, be his receptionist.
Yep.
Mike, when we were going to the chiropractor,
Excuse me, Rob, just a sec.
Yes, of course.
Oh, yeah. There he is. That's the ring dinger.
Yes. We've discussed
fantastic.
That's the ring dinger.
He looks like he's got a pump next to him.
Yeah.
That's the stabilizes the spine. That squeezes the spine. Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Still tender?
Is it awesome? What's wrong with me?
I'm sorry.
I don't know.
There you go.
You've got high
key, that's
for sure.
We were going to the chiropractor, Mike. Did we dress like that? I don't remember.
No.
No, not active wear.
Remember the worst cold I ever got? I had a cold over the weekend, too.
Oh, I'm sorry. I
will say the lady that was the cold, and she didn't look anything like that. So you really think he goes to Craigslist and gets models?
Somewhere.
I think it's so much easier for regular guys and perverts. We all see a bunch of pretty women. We're like, where do they go? I think you all forget what it's probably like to be 22 and be broke and then see an ad for for odd jobs. I need help doing this, right?
Yeah.
And that was in a world of AOL.com, and you had to go to Yahoo and old creepy Craigslist. Now on Facebook Marketplace, there's so many places just reach out to people and be like,
yeah,
would you like a free, I'm just guessing here, this is all legend. If you wanted to break off $100 each of these chiropractic medical models, quote unquote.
Oh, CMMs?
Yeah, and then he just puts an ad out and then you pick of the litter.
I'm thinking maybe he goes to he's in an area where there are a number of gentlemen's clubs.
No.
Because some of them are heavily tattooed, these ladies that come in.
That doesn't mean that they're dancers.
I'm just guessing. I don't know. It's strange. Strange to me.
He should probably
such a different way of looking at
He should
world.
Probably go to ink. Mike, go to Twin Peaks because they're good looking women.
And
but
they
have to carry heavy
servers. Jim. He goes to the, because a lot of them are workout rats.
Sure.
They say that they work out.
Come
all
by
the time.
For an adjustment. Got to put you on TikTok, though.
Oh, my God.
Can you sign here, here, and here?
Yeah. If you recall, it's just a different economy out there, especially with OnlyFans. You can do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm. This is true. But
if you're a pretty girl and you're in your, let's say, 20 to 50s.
I'm listening.
and you have a direct line to even guys for that matter. I don't know why I'm segmenting by sex. You have a direct line to your customers for anything.
This is true.
Yeah.
I'm going to reach out to the guy.
You
I'm
should
reach Book out him. To him. And I'm sure, by the way, I'm sure.
Ask him to do a masterclass.
I'd like to know. I'd like to hear about the ring dinger. And where that came into that, and that's the one where they pull the whole
the towel.
I'll do it, and I'll be respectful. I'd be curious to know where he got these. Because when he talks to them, there are legitimate discussions about their neck pain, back pain, working on their feet all the time. So much neck pain. Yeah,
Mike, you had a rack of
nice
at the TMOS, the Mike O'Mara Show, first couple years with their Buzz Babes, right?
Yeah.
May Buzz Burbank rest in peace.
Right.
And
he's not passed. He's very much alive, I guess.
I can't confirm or deny.
Okay.
Though, moving on.
Yes.
For me, it was more this is a great job for something that's coming out of college or in college as a promotional model. But you look back at that and you're like, oh my God, they only got paid $25 an hour back then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is true.
Right? And they got paid for a 2-hour promotion, just like any other DJ, and you stayed for 7.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Do that math.
Did any of them need adjustments? I can't remember.
But I'm just, that was for a fun radio gig, right?
Didn't we have one that was just the turbo hottie of all of them, right? And
yeah.
she was a handful.
Yes,
right?
She was. She ruined an interview with Richard Lewis.
Richard Lewis.
Oh,
I remember
right.
that.
She tanked an interview with Richard Lewis.
Every time I watch Curbed, I sit there and I'm like, oh no, that one time on Mike's show.
She had a fight with Richard Lewis, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And she was an instigator. So I remember what it was exactly.
Okay.
You were like two questions in.
Yeah.
And I can't remember the name of this lady, but I can picture
her. I don't remember her name either.
But she said, well, what about me? Because you were focusing on the guest, and she was tired of not being.
She was bored because it wasn't about her. She
it
was
wasn't
a narcissist.
About her, right? Yeah.
Right. So
just, and she didn't realize who Richard Lewis was.
She did
was.
Not.
No, not at
she
all.
Had she had no idea
how famous he was.
What
or
about
what he'd done.
Me?
Yeah. What about me?
Yeah.
Oh my, those were the days, my friend.
I remember Beth Ann running out, and I'm like, oh no, what happened? Because we were just in the back, just.
Did Richard Lewis like walk off or something like that? Or
the interview
no.
was? I think we.
No,
saved
he stayed.
It.
She yeah. stormed
she
off.
She got. Did she storm out or did we get her out?
I think we
I
got her
out. I was being
out.
Polite about it.
Yeah.
yeah.
We got her out of there.
Eject.
Post haste.
But yes. It was probably Beth Ann's favorite segment of all time.
Yeah, because see, of Rob all thinks Beth anger. Ann loved the chaos. She did. She did to a degree.
She did.
She loved
really
the chaos.
Did.
Yeah. But you know, it was. It was an interesting.
I remember there was a line that said, "How come you guys aren't talking to me?" or something. And I sat there and I just was cringing.
Yeah.
yeah. What about me?
Oh, because we have Richard Lewis here.
Richard Thank Lewis you. Is in. This is not a phone call. In studio, sitting yeah. across
yeah.
studio
from the console from the guys.
But if you check him out, it's. I think it's called the chiropractor, maybe, but I don't know what the.
What's the name?
Does it
Mac?
Say the identifier on those? What the guy's
yeah,
name?
It's Chiropractic Medicine 47.
Do you have one more, or was that it? Was that the last
Already.
One?
Already.
Well, I had the ASMR one, if you want to see that.
Please.
Yeah, let's see
this
the
is
ASMR.
True ASMR. Let me give yeah. you this. What you have is a kink, Mike. We all have it.
Okay.
This is ASMR.
So this is a guy cutting up soap.
Why is it cubing? Why is it crystallizing like that?
I don't know.
They pre-cut it.
Oh, like an onion.
Or meth.
Yeah. This is just the auditory. This is great, great audio day. We always yes. say great video. He's
it is
cutting
oddly satisfying.
Soap that has cut marks in it already, and it's making little cubes.
It is soothing.
What a waste of soap.
That's your takeaway?
What a waste of soap. God. Well, you know, I use Carla's beauty bar, or a repair bar, I should say. By the way, I need another one. Well, that's interesting. Now listen. Sorry about that, but it was top of mind coming in here after Thanksgiving.
No, don't be. I thought there's just another gentleman that's better looking and more. Not even swarthy. That guy was swarthy. This guy was.
Do you mean swarthy?
Swarthy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
This other guy looks like a boy band member, and he's so nonchalant about how attractive his Beverly Hills clients are. That and I know because he's in Beverly Hills, it shows like where he is,
right?
And I'm like, man, like this guy's just like he's got to be dating all of these clients, like and they really seem like clients. These other girls, Mike, they seem like you know he found them on yeah. Facebook Marketplace.
They seem like partners in the biz.
So many yeah. questions. Yeah. I'll reach out down there.
But do you find it oddly satisfying?
The
all of what we've just had everything
the soap is not I didn't tear myself away from it but mm-hmm. the chiropractic I haven't gotten in trouble yet but I know I'm gonna get in trouble eventually because I'm watching it all the time. I'll be sitting next to Carla and she's doing her work as she always does and I'll be you know uselessly fumbling away at my computer watching this stuff and I am unable to not click on it.
All you got to do is, Mike, all you got to do is say this. My back has never felt better.
My back has
it's also,
never felt better.
It's probably hard to tell, like it would be hard for me to explain to Shannon why I'm watching all these chiropractic videos.
Mm-hmm. Makes me want to get an adjustment.
It's
makes
for
me
the show.
Yeah.
I actually, between the first guy I watched, which was just the ring dinger, where they yeah. put a yeah. towel around your neck and they pull your whole spine, that I actually am motivated to try out because even though I've been pain-free for a good chunk of time, I still have degenerative discs down there.
Yeah.
So I'd like to see. But I also worry that they would do that. You see the ones that are online where it's like, oh my gosh,
changed
it went right
my
down
life.
To my toe. And you see the one, you don't see the person where the guy's going out on a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Like, bad adjustment.
I can't feel my right side.
I've been to three or four chiropractors in my life, and the clientele never looks like that. It seems to be more heavy guys.
Mm-hmm.
That's
I see a variety of people when I used to go to the chiropractor. A wide variety of people all
the
time.
Well, I went to the big and large chiropractor. They had to reinforce the table. Yeah. The
chiropractor.
Thornton Melons.
the one I remember was the lady, because it is a, you have to be either a large person or you have to be incredibly strong to manipulate the spine the way these people do, especially if you get a muscular person that comes in there. And there was a lady that was subbing for my regular chiropractor, and I walked in, and she looked like, who's the lady on Airplane? Who's the
Julie Haggerty?
She looked like Julie Haggerty.
Yeah.
I'm ready for your appointment now. And she and I walk in, and she bounced off of me trying to do. I said, "Was that the adjustment?" I said, "You can't do this successfully."
Oh, I suppose you're right.
No, it was terrible. You know,
you need a brutal guy. Yeah.
But anyway, moving on. I hope everybody's Thanksgiving was wonderful. Mine was one of the best I've ever had. Absolutely one of the best I have ever had. Just woke up in the morning feeling fantastic. My daughter and her boyfriend got into town, and I've been saying that for multiple years now. By the way, I put the pressure on a little bit.
Okay, they arrived Thursday morning?
They arrived Wednesday evening.
Okay. Better.
They got in right after I got home. They got home. It was great. Okay. It was perfect timing. We had a very chill Wednesday night. Had a great Thanksgiving. Elizabeth does a lot of work in the kitchen. I made my sides, which are the cranberry sauce and the gravy. I almost made perfect gravy. A little more work than I anticipated.
What was the weak link?
I made too much roux. So I put too much butter in the pan, and so the roux was just, I was kept adding flour.
Should be equal parts.
It should be equal parts, yeah. I could have gone roux? Half. Roux is when you take butter and you melt it in a pan, and then you pour in equal amounts of flour, and you stir it, and you literally cook the flour in the butter, and it makes a thick paste. And then the thick paste goes into like stock. Or
it's
drippings
a agent,
or
yeah.
water, and it thickens that into a beautiful gravy. Jeez. And it's really easy
what
to
I use,
do.
This is what I use for creamed onions. It's the same process. It's
what kind of, what do you add the roux to for the creamed onions?
Heavy cream and milk, equal parts.
That's it.
Yeah. And then
and how do you flavor the roux?
Little salt, little pepper.
That's it.
And, I use cayenne as well because I like to have something with a little bite.
Little kick.
Yeah, little kick. But the thing about a roux, Oscar, is it's very, very tempting to go fast because you're just thinking melted butter and flour.
Mm-hmm.
It has to cook. It has to cover every granule of flour.
It takes a long
time. It takes forever. And it's going to taste, if you don't, it's going to taste like flour. But if you go too long.
It's going to taste like burnt flour.
Yeah, and then you got to start all over again. The roux will break is what they say.
How long? Yeah. 3 hours?
It was 15, 20 minutes of me stirring. So it's not crazy long, but it took a long time. And then I did something where when I poured it in, it was too hot and it bubbled up the roux a little bit.
The drippings?
It was fine.
Yeah.
And so
creamy.
The boyfriend, Connor.
Boyfriend, yeah.
And I, on Friday, we go out to play golf. He's brought his clubs down. I wasn't planning on it, but it was Saturday. We went out and
You've golfed with him before, I believe.
I have, and he's gotten a lot better, and it was a blast because he's strong and he hits it a mile, and he played well, and I think he had a blast, and I had a blast, and I think for probably the third time, I introduced him as my future son-in-law, but I'm not really sure yet. He made mention of looking for something. I'm not going to say anything more, but sounds like maybe.
Did he say anything about Jared?
Yeah, but it was the guy from Subway.
I didn't want to take him down there. I'm not having anything to do with that. But the golf thing is like, I can hang with the guy and play, and that's a real win for me. It was
you got a guy
time.
Who loves golf,
loves
sports.
Golf.
And white.
Yep.
It's great.
Do you feel
it's number one criteria? I said, make sure he's white.
Now, do you feel that he really meant it, or
how dare
did
you?
He and your daughter get together on the ride down and say,
no,
mention this?
Because hey, I'm not that over the top. This was the first time, and only when I go out to Happy Valley and I'm introducing him to people do I feel like that, because it's like, hey, it's my grandson, and I'm getting to that age where I don't need a grandchild, but I'm at the age where it would be nice to have, this is my
boyfriend.
You know, well, it just conveys your family to be settled.
It conveys stability.
Yes,
it does.
It conveys life being wonder. It conveys everything I'm not really, which is stable and moving forward with life. And
it shows. You know, it shows like your. Oh, you know what? It's your legacy.
My legacy, and he got promoted. Which is even better. There's nothing a parent or a father, future father-in-law, want to hear when he sits down. I got promoted because I knew he was working on this when he was back up in Maine when we saw him the last time, and it was nice and stable. She's getting a certification. I don't think it's a full master's, but she's getting certified, so she's going to do. You just want your kids to do better. You want your kids always
to do
better. You
make sure they're okay.
That's what it was. And then our neighbors, the Beckers, you met them in New Orleans when they came
very
to the
sweet.
Show. They came down, and she brought Screwball peanut butter flavored whiskey, which was just ducky. And I gained 3 pounds on Thanksgiving. The next day, I was up 3 pounds, and this morning, I was flat. Thank you, Modern Medicine.
Did you fully indulge?
I fully indulged, but...
Oh, that's pretty good.
You can't fully... When you're doing what I'm doing, you can't indulge to the point of shoving it in your mouth without any thought, because your stomach's going to tell you, no, stop it, that's quite enough. And I found that out on, I think it was Saturday night, when Carla made me one last... plate of what I would call a carb bomb, which is stuffing with gravy on it. And I thought I was going to throw up after I ate quarter of a bowl of it.
When did you have your shot this week?
Tuesday.
Okay, so it was pretty much in full effect on Thanksgiving
when
Day.
When did you have your shot this
week? Oh, he's doing the math. It makes complete sense.
When did you have your shot this week? That's right. But man, I was flying this morning.
Yeah.
When I saw that it was 3 pounds that I'd killed it all on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, man, I felt good about that. And it was a good thing. And for my New England fans, I told you I had a good week. For the New England fans out there, hey, sorry about that missed field goal there. There you go. 4 wins from the worst team in football.
Yay.
You got to root for your quarterback, though.
Yeah.
He's
the everyman. Tommy DeVito, who, you know, Giants fans, I know you're excited, but if you're really thinking that Tommy D is the future, even though he's a Jersey boy, and his big thing now is that's his sign.
Yes.
They all do this. Hey.
I won't be here next season.
I'm rooting for him, Mike. They say if he wins one more game this season, they're giving him parking.
Giving him parking, and as they show his shots of his parents, Tommy DeVito.
I love his family. You can't hate
family
on his family. His family
is pure
Jersey. Great.
Like Jersey from the 1980s Jersey.
Yeah, it's what I picture and what I've seen of like Dan O'Brien's family.
Yes.
Like completely, they're in.
What was that picture of Debbie Carano O'Brien?
She's wearing her hair down now.
Is that what she's going to try something new?
I thought she was going to dye her hair.
Yeah, I thought she was thinking about dyeing. She had a picture that said, I'm going to try something new. That means that's the new thing
I think it was because she doesn't normally wear her hair down, but then I mostly see her
how
in the bakery.
How do you know these things?
You creep.
How do you know these things?
That's
really
awkward. I mostly
see
her in the bakery when she has her hair back, but I think, if I'm not mistaken...
Yeah, but it's like you're in a love affair with her. My wife usually doesn't wear her hair down.
No. I saw the picture and I said, I think it's that she's wearing her hair down.
The comment said that she was going to dye her hair.
Okay. Then I stand corrected. I'm going to do the same.
I usually see her topless, so...
Oh, no. Stop it now. Who's gross?
Hi, Dan. Sorry, that's your mom.
That's going to make Dobb unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
Dan O'Brien.
I hate Dobb.
Dan O'Brien is his God-given name. About my kids, and then we'll move
Daniel.
On.
Daniel.
Yes.
Yes.
My daughter not only cooked the turkey, which is a big, big deal.
Yeah.
And she took a turkey that was more expensive than your average butterball that I got at Fresh Market. And
like
I
paid an organic
probably,
deal?
I probably paid like more than I should. It was an organic, fresh turkey.
Nice.
And it was... worth it. It
makes
so
a difference.
It does it. Why does it make a difference?
I think because Butterball
psychologically.
No, I don't think it's that. I think
this tastes more expensive.
Oh,
I think it's less chemically altered because Butterball injects goo into every turkey.
My Popeye's turkey was fantastic.
Did you do the Popeye's turkey?
Yes.
My cousin did the Popeye's turkey, and they loved it, too.
Yeah.
So the Popeye's...
The best turkey I've ever had.
Really?
And my mom, you know, she prides herself on cooking, but let me tell you.
How many pounds... When she got older, what's the largest you can get? What's obviously, you got the big one. What's the largest you can get?
75 pounds.
No. What's... I didn't feel... It didn't feel like, I guess, to feed what... Feed eight people? What do you think is substantial enough?
12
to do
pounds,
that?
Maybe?
12
yeah.
pounds?
Yeah, nothing crazy.
Pounds. Yeah,
nothing
well, you're
crazy.
Supposed to figure a pound of meat per person.
Yeah.
Even though it's not going to be a pound of meat. That's what you
When you cut into it, I mean, when you pull it, well, when they give it to you, when you open the bag.
It's frozen.
Oh, it's frozen.
But
it's
fully frozen. Cooked.
Fully cooked.
Is it? Does it have any kind of breading on it, or is it just seasoning?
No, just seasoning.
And
it's a bit
frozen.
Spicy, right?
And spicy. And it's got that Cajun kick.
Do you thaw it out or do you put it right in the... No, I guess you have to thaw it out, right?
Yeah, we let it thaw out.
Really? And
take a long time. Did you put it in the fridge what day?
We got it 2 days ahead of time. Remember that.
That's a bit of a rush, but you can do it, yeah.
It worked out. Does the seasoning, the Cajun seasoning, like permeate all the meat
yes.
and everything?
It's like, I just said, it feels like some... like. Popeye somehow found a vat of fat, and then they marinated their Cajun spices into, like, they just dripped that whole turkey in,
right.
And then they cooked it, and then they sold it to me.
So does it have a pop-out thing, where when it's ready, it pops out?
Oh, I can't confirm that, because my mom did all the work.
She did I'm the
certain,
cooking.
Mike, yes. I'm certain that it is a deep-fried turkey, because not only will that preserve the juiciness, it's
it
also
so
the fastest way to do it.
So in other words, they thaw it, and they just warm it up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that it? Right?
It's that not, and a honey baked ham, or we're good to go.
You're not really cooking it, is that right?
Right.
You're just warming
didn't
it up.
Cook, no, yeah, she didn't cook it for the 12 hours she usually does.
Okay.
What about sides? Did you get any sides from Popeyes?
No. My mom made all the cornflake stuffing, the regular stuffing. We had the marshmallow
yams.
Like, yeah.
The yams. And then we had asparagus and a salad, and we were good to go.
A salad?
Yeah.
That's what healthy people do.
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that. We had, let me see, we had turkey, mashed potatoes, gravy, cranberry sauce, green bean casserole.
Who's the fan there of that?
Probably Carl and her mom.
Okay.
Which I think it's just, it's so horrible to me.
I don't know it well enough
I don't
to
care
hate
for it.
It.
It's like it involves
onion.
Condensed soup.
Yeah, condensed soup and beans and then
and fried
onions.
It's completely store bought. Everything's store bought except the green beans. Well, they're bought at the store too.
Isn't everything store bought?
Well, everything's probably store bought. Yeah. Then what else was it?
What's that one line?
Cornbread souffle, which was amazing.
Ooh. What's the one tape where the guy's like, "There's a field in Connecticut full of green beans."
That's Orson Welles.
Wells, yeah.
In June,
peas grow there.
Do you have that, Rob? Do you have that Orson Welles lying around somewhere?
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite commercials of all time. But the idea of the easiest thing, and this is a tip for you novices for next year or even for the holiday gathering at Christmas time if you're going to have a bird, what you should do. Cranberry sauce is not only the easiest thing to make, it's the most cost effective.
Yes.
And it's super. It is literally one part water to one part sugar. That's it. Throw in the cranberries. Wait till they pop. Stir them around a little bit. Chill. First, you always bring it down to room temperature. Then you chill them. You got it. If you want to add cinnamon, you do. If you want to add apples, you do. If you want to add pears, you do. It's
orange
the
zest.
Easiest.
Orange zest is what I do.
And I put orange zest in mine. Yes, absolutely.
I killed it at Thanksgiving. And
okay,
I
what
bought
did you
a
have?
Bird. I bought a bird when I thought we were going to have like 12 or 14 people, and we ended up having 7. So I had a 21-pound bird.
That's a gross misestimation. What happened to the other 7 people?
They just couldn't make it on
no
time.
Shows?
No.
Wow, yeah. Rob, a 21-pound bird for 7 people. Do you still have the turkey, or did you send it home with people?
No, we sent a lot of leftovers home, and I've got plenty for soup.
Wow.
So you know what? It's no harder to cook a 20-pound bird than it is a 15-pound bird.
But that's a big ass bird. It was
big. It was heavy. Mm-hmm. So we did that. I brined it, which is absolutely the way to go.
Yep.
It's about a 12-hour brining process where it equalizes the juices. It was the juiciest turkey I've ever made. I won't say that word that starts with M because people hate that. I'll just say juicy. So oh, the turkey man. Was great.
Bitch can cook.
And then. Amen, brother. And so stuffing, which I made the night before and refrigerated, I stuffed the bird. Was sensational. Made cranberries, like Mike said, the night before.
You know, Carla's old co-worker back in Masses.
Yeah.
This is big cop. Like a Fed. Some kind of federal guy. Big, thick-neck, copy guy.
Yes.
And, you know, and he's at the, he came over to our house for Thanksgiving dinner. And I forget. Scott. That was his name. And, you know, Joey is the same guy I kicked out of the house on Carla's birthday when he was making her breakfast. You know, I said, get the F out of my house.
You know? Oh, no. And
that's that line came from that particular time when we're sitting there and we're eating this little hors d'oeuvre, and Scott's got a big mouthful. He goes, oh, that bitch can cook. And I went, sent it across the room. Anyway, go ahead.
And then we did, let's see, made the cranberry sauce. We didn't do green beans this year. We did glazed carrots. It was a good call. They were well liked.
That sounds good, actually.
You know what we did to glaze them, Mike? You'll love this. A reduction of ginger ale.
Of regular ginger ale.
It was sensational.
Where do you guys find these recipes? I don't even heard of
it's
this
It's on
before.
The internet, Oscar.
From Kraft.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And my sister-in-law brought over the... she does a sweet potato casserole with like a pecan crust on top.
Okay.
Which was really good. Mm-hmm. Mashed potatoes were killer. Gravy was good. I thickened mine with cornstarch so I don't have to make a roux. Mm-hmm. The creamed onions... And then punky pie for dessert. Oh, and a broccoli pie from my mom, yes.
What? Broccoli pie?
Broccoli pie. It's basically...
Broccoli pie. Ew.
No, it's great. It's cheddar cheese and broccoli with a Bisquick crust. It's a
oh,
tradition
well, that's
in
a,
our
that,
family.
You found... is that the way she used to make it for you?
No, it doesn't come...
Did
Mike,
she make it for you that way so you would eat broccoli? We're having broccoli pie, Rob. If you put it in a pie, he'll eat it. He's not getting enough roughage. Mike, put the broccoli in a pie.
It wasn't from my family.
Okay.
It was from Carrie's family.
And pumpkin pie, the only pie you had?
We only did pumpkin. Yeah, we did the Costco pie because you can't buy a 50 billion inch pie for $6 and not do it. I don't know. Well, they've got to lose money on it.
We had pumpkin pie, and my mother-in-law brought a cheesecake.
Rolls. We had rolls.
I want a fruit pie of some kind or a pecan pie for
Had pecan pie.
Love pecan
pie. Apple pie.
Pie. Mm-hmm. We'll get to yours in a second. Well, you said you got the pie.
Yeah, it wasn't anything. We're not big foodies.
We're fine. We can wrap it up. We got to take a break. And okay. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we will have the round table. And then later in the show, we will talk about Oscar experiencing shopping. And going to the vet in my town is an exercise in depression.
Sad,
real
right?
Deep depression. We'll do that when we come back. That and lots more on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa. Have a slice of Popeye's pie.
That's not the thing.
How would you like to handle all your holiday shopping in just one place? You can. Just hit up the Mike O'Mara Show online store. From legacy t-shirts and cozy hoodies to morning transforming coffee mugs, it's your one-stop shop to share your TMOS passion. Mm. How about our customized laptop sticker?
Yeah,
I'm showing you that right now.
Woo! Look at that. Boom, yeah. Bam.
Yes, it's a bumper sticker, a window sticker, but it's also customized
matte.
Laptop sticker.
It's wonderful. It's clean.
It's perfect. That.
It's got a nice mouth feel to it. It's wonderful.
Put it on your suitcase.
Good nose on it, Oscar.
Yeah, it's
got
it
on your
great.
Forehead.
It's
I don't
matte.
Care where you put it. Just buy it. It'd be great. It's your one-stop shop to share. I say, you hear a little
throw
of the cold there, don't you? It's
throw on a suitcase.
Oh, you're fine. You're doing great.
Share your passion. You can easily give the best merch pancakes. And make some new fans. For your favorite podcast, even if you're just giving a gift to yourself, we've got your back. We hand-select everything for top-tier quality and killer looks. Grab your TMOS gear and support the show you love. Every purchase keeps the laughs coming. Check out our new Don't Get Happy Society limited edition sticker. Mm-hmm. Before it's gone, we keep it fresh with new items added regularly. Stay ahead of the curve and be the envy of your TMOS crew. TheTMOSStore.com. It's not the TMOS store. It's TMOSStore.com. All things TMOS. Official, authentic, and awesome. Thank you for your support. It's all happening at TMOSStore.com.
Give me 1 second because I was pulling up Orson Welles and
you can go to Orson Welles before you go to the round table.
Okay,
like to
very
Orson.
Good. I think I grabbed it here, so let me see what I got here. It is loading. and let's see, I think I have it right here. Orson Welles, people should know, Mike, was a tremendous filmmaker in his day.
And he weighed 800 pounds.
He did weigh 800 pounds. You know what? I have, give me 1 second. This will pad, you will enjoy this. This is when Orson Welles was doing a Paul Masson ad for wine.
Oh, okay. All right. Now I'm a connoisseur of these, so I can give you the Paul Masson. Good. And it's the same thing with Orson doing a voiceover.
Yeah, exactly.
The problem was Orson had a long shoot that day for these commercials. He's working with another couple, and he is, my favorite term for getting drunk, ossified. I mean, he is obliterated drunk, and he's still thinking he can pull it off. So this is multiple takes, right?
With Orson. Yeah, I believe it is, and it is so great, and Mike, you nail it. When people think they can get away with it, that's a special kind of drunk, right?
And
there.
It starts with, ah, the French. That's his opening line.
Exactly. Here we go.
Turn camera.
Marks.
102, take one. With overlap, action please.
Action awesome, please.
You just do anything?
No, it's sorry, cut.
Yeah, rolling. 102, take two.
Ah, the French champagne has always been celebrated for its excellence. There is a California champagne by Paul Masson, inspired by that same French excellence. It's fermented in the bottle, and like the best French champagne, it's vintage dated. So Paul Masson.
102, take three.
Action, please.
Ah, the French champagne has always been celebrated for its excellence. There is a California champagne by Paul Masson, inspired by that same French excellence. It's fermented in the bottle, and like the best French champagne, it's vintage dated. Mm. So cut. Paul Masson.
I like cut. And
oh,
my
God.
The
fantastic.
Peas grow in July.
Peas grow in July. You'll have to find that one later on. Hit the thing.
Oh, you got it.
I'm sorry.
Could I have one more go, Lawson, please? Sorry.
What?
Could I have just one more take of that?
Why? I just did it right.
Yeah.
I'm not used to having more than one person in there. One more word out of you and you go. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
I take directions from one person under protest, but from two I don't sit still. But who the hell are you anyway?
Well, I'm the engineer.
Well, why the hell are you asking me for another one?
Well, I thought there was a slight gonk, and I would just like to be safe.
What is a gonk? Do you mind telling me what that is?
A bang from outside.
A bang from outside.
We know a remote farm in Lincolnshire where Mrs. Buckley lives. Every July, peas grow there. Do you really mean that?
So in other words, I'd start half a second late.
Don't you think you really want to say July over the snow? Isn't that the fun of it?
If you can make it almost when that shot disappears, it'll make my...
I think it's so nice that you see a snow-covered field and say every July peas grow there. We know a remote farm in Lincolnshire where Mrs. Buckley lives. Every July, peas grow there. We aren't even in the fields, you see.
Yeah, we are.
We're talking about them growing and she's picked them.
Yeah.
On what?
In July.
I don't understand you then. What must be over for July?
When we get out of that snowy field.
When I was out, we were onto a can of peas, a big dish of peas when I said in July.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, always. I'm always past that.
You are?
Yes. Well, yes. That's about where I say in July.
Can you emphasize a bit in July?
Why? That doesn't make any sense. Sorry. There's no known way of saying an English sentence in which you begin a sentence with in and emphasize it. Get me a jury and show me how you can say in July and I'll go down on you. It's just idiotic, if you'll forgive me by saying so. That's just stupid. In July. I'd love to know how you emphasize in and in July. Impossible. Meaningless.
I think all they were thinking about was that they didn't want to...
He isn't thinking.
Orson, can we just do one last...
Yeah?
And it was my fault. I said in July. If you can leave every July...
You didn't say it. He said it.
It's every July.
Your friend. Every July?
Your friend.
after the show.
No, you don't really mean every July.
It is. No, that's
but that's a best bad copy. It's in July. Of course it's every July. It's too much directing around here.
Too much directing. There it is. That's
awesome. Oh, my God.
I love
the best person. He's cold sober when he's doing that, Reed. You can
tell.
Yeah,
he's just a pain in the ass. That's
absolutely.
All.
Always was. That's the way it works. He's Orson Welles. Yeah. All right, let's get started today with the roundtable with Tiffany Haddish. I didn't know this about Tiffany Haddish. Mm-hmm. She was arrested for DUI in Beverly Hills at around 5:45 a.m. on Friday morning. That's after Thanksgiving. Someone called 911 when they saw a car stopped in the middle of a road with the engine running. The cop came and found Tiffany slumped over the wheel. Thankfully, there wasn't an accident. She was fine. She'd just fallen asleep. She was arrested for DUI, cited, and released. It's unclear if she was hammered or if it was some combination of alcohol, drugs, meds, and exhaustion. That very night, she took the stage again. She did a stand-up set when someone in the audience asked her what happened. Ooh.
Oh, okay.
She didn't admit to anything. She just joked about praying for God to send her a man with a job, preferably in a uniform, she said. And God answered her prayers. That's when she got pulled over. The problem is, joking about it is really a little untoward because she used that same joke several times last year after she got a previous DUI in Georgia.
Oh, Tiffany.
No. Someone called the cops because in that one, they saw someone sleeping behind the wheel at around 4 a.m. Seems to be the exact same pattern.
Yeah.
By the time cops arrived with that one, Tiffany was driving again, and she was pulled over while pulling into a neighborhood. Tiffany.
She's very tired. Very tired.
You're a big star. Get somebody to drive you. That's
also,
the way that works, you know.
I've never felt like I was like, I'm just going to take a quick nap right here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never stopped in the middle of a road. To do that.
Not
that's
your at you're, all.
You're not. You normally find a parking lot.
I would find a parking lot with ice cream. That's the way it would always go. During all those years after the Edge show when I'd be drunk and eating ice cream. 74-year-old Ozzy Osbourne. Hi, Jimmy. He knows he won't live to see 100, as he puts it, quote,
at best, I've got 10 years left. And when you're older, time picks up speed.
That's, by the way, clearer than Ozzy would have said that.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
he recently had a fourth surgery to fix the damage caused by a fall in 2019. A rod was put in his spine, and a tumor was found and removed from one of his vertebrae, so he's been recovering to try to give his fans one last performance. Here's his quote.
That's one of the things I've been the most effing mad about. I never got the chance to say goodbye or thank you, because my fans are what it's all about. If I could just do a few gigs, they've been loyal to me for years. I just want to be well enough to do one show where I can say, hey, guys, thanks so much for my life. That's what I'm working towards. If I drop down dead at the end of it, I'll die a happy man.
Yeah. I think the last time we saw him was at a football game maybe a year ago, and he was strapped in to a brace to hold him up.
Is it fair to say for the past 20 years Ozzy hasn't been healthy?
Since they've done the reality show.
Probably before that he's
drug addled.
About what happened. So he does a reality show probably season 4,
right?
And we're talking 2007.
Yep.
Yeah, that's about right.
He has that ATV accident in England.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when it was like he might die, right?
Yeah, he was very, very ill, and and then he takes the fall, which when you get
didn't to they find age, him Oscar? Didn't they find him on the ATV taking a nap?
In the middle of the road. That's the way that. Right. If you've had a chance, anybody see Squid Game, the reality show, the challenge? It's called Squid Game, the challenge on Netflix.
Haven't lowered myself to that yet.
It's on my queue. Mm-hmm. I do want to watch it. The production value looks phenomenal.
It's a reality show, if you didn't know. 456 contestants are competing for $4.56 million. Well, it didn't take too long for contestants to lawyer up and sue for onset injuries. Mm. They claim they suffered hypothermia and nerve damage as a result of poor safety standards on set. Filming took place last January in Bedford, England. Apparently, it was really cold during the filming of the first game, Red Light, Green Light, where contestants have to stand still when a doll stops singing. Or I guess you could say they freeze. The game took up to 7 hours for some. 7 hours? Yeah. Oh, my God. For some contestants to complete, because footage had to be examined frame by frame to spot who needed to be kicked out. Oh, my God. That
instant
is
replays.
Wow. Spokesperson for the show says they haven't seen a lawsuit yet. The next four episodes come out Wednesday, and the finale airs a week later on December 6th. So I don't know. Might be fun to tune in that, I think.
I spent the weekend catching up on the first – I'm sorry, the last – there's eight episodes left in the last season of The Crown. Okay. So the first four have been released. The next – the rest of the season will be released in December. But this is when Diana's death is basically portrayed within the – and Dodi Fayed.
Mm-hmm.
You forget how wild and tragic it was.
Oh, it's horrible. It's right? horrible. And The Crown, I don't care what cast members they put in, and I love that they replace different members of the cast. The Queen is played by somebody else. The lady playing Diana is amazing. Dodi Fayed is fantastic. Dodi Fayed's dad is spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you really get, I am addicted to that show. My father's turning over in his grave, God rest his soul, right now. He's just saying, oh my God, how can you revere against, the royal family like
root
that?
Root against them, that's all. That's all he has.
Root against them. Yeah, there is that paparazzi, of, nice people, really nice.
Speaking of The Crown, the lady who played Diana, I think last season, is in a new show on Hulu that I've fallen in love with called Murder at the End of the World, where a billionaire brings independent thinkers to an isolated hotel in Iceland.
Oh, you like that?
I love it.
Okay,
it
I was thinking three about checking that
in,
one out.
Three episodes in now.
I'll take a peek at that.
That's
a good show. A Mexican place near Northwestern University, great school, had a $1 burrito event last weekend, and that's now been linked to a possible norovirus outbreak, sometimes called the stomach flu, usually caused by someone not washing their hands after they use the bathroom and then preparing food. It's highly contagious and easy to pass on to other people. A place called Big Wig Tacos and Burritos.
Big Wig? The,
what?
Big Wig?
Big Wig. Held the $1 burrito deal a few days before the Thanksgiving break, so just as kids were heading home to see their families, students started showing up at the university clinic with symptoms like stomach pains and diarrhea.
Diarrhea.
It's not clear how many people got sick, but hey, Mom, I'm home. Nobody brought this illness to me that
check
I had
my
over
draws.
The holiday. I just had it, so I might be sending it back with them. But it's really
so you're patient one, patient zero.
But I also it's been in my throat for a week, and you know, now kind of just lingering.
Mallory's there. Allergies or
no? This is not allergy. This is a little something that I caught from somebody somehow somewhere, gentlemen.
Wasn't there a coughing lady at the Costco when you went?
A what?
There was a coughing lady at Costco when you went, wasn't
yeah,
there?
Yeah, she hacked all over my vegan bites.
Well, that's the lady.
They don't have those. That was Publix. They don't have vegan bites at Costco, Mike.
Silly.
Finally, police in my state, Florida, were looking for a 39-year-old woman. Her name, Stacey Usher. She was wanted on a parole violation for selling fentanyl. They searched her home last Tuesday, couldn't find her anywhere until they checked inside the couch cushions. It turns out Stacy was in there, hiding. Yes, inside the couch. Florida. It's unclear if they were somehow tipped off to her being there. She's in the couch. Or if checking the couch was standard with their process. In any event, Stacy's in a lot of trouble. In addition to the drugs and the parole violation, she has a history of fraud and grand theft and passing bad checks. And she's been, you know, she's tried to go straight. She had a really thriving lint business for a long time, but that didn't work out.
Look
well
in the Davenport.
Yeah, those two chimps on a Davenport. We'll take a break. And when we come back, I want to find out about Oscar's shopping trip to the mall.
Yes.
Yeah. The real mall. On what day? Hey, how about Friday? Great call. We'll find out all about that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa. This podcast is sponsored by Naked Wines. Let me tell you about Naked Wines, folks. We did all weekend long. They're gone. My my bottles, six bottles are gone. They were a different varietal, every one of them, and they were all absolutely fantastic. There was not a clinker in the bunch. They were so good. Naked Wines, a subscription service that connects you to the finest independent winemakers on the planet, so you get wine as often as you like for a fraction of the price you pay in stores, up to 60% off. The delivery is wonderful, amazing, secure packaging. It looks really, I wouldn't try this at home, but it really does look like you could roll it down a hill and the wine would survive. I uncorked an amazing Chardonnay, a white wine for Thanksgiving. It paired with the turkey like crazy, delish, and the best part, every bottle is a passion project from an independent winemaker. I was talking about it all Thanksgiving Day. So you are literally making an independent winemaker's dream come true, and the wines they give you are fantastic, which is nice. So head to nakedwines.com/TMOS and click enter voucher in the top right hand. When you go to the website, then all you do is put TMOS in for both the code and the password to get six bottles of wine for just $39.99 with shipping included. That's included. That's $100 off and less than $7 per bottle. Nakedwines.com/TMOS. Use the code and password TMOS to grab six bottles for just $39.99. Nakedwines.com/TMOS. Code and password TMOS for $100 off your first six bottles. Welcome back to the show. So you decided that you would succumb and behave like all the minions and head out to the mall on Friday.
Let me break it down for you. My Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So Tuesday, work day, had a business meeting. By the way, first time this happened, I failed to tell you this in the pre-show meeting. I went out to a business meeting and someone paid before me. It was that feeling. If you're someone that pays for the bill on a regular basis, and then someone pays before you as a gesture.
Yeah.
A thank you.
That's a good feeling.
When it happens.
That's warm and fuzzy.
Yeah, were you able to even try to get your credit card to the Hooters lady?
No. We were at
Were
Nobu
you the pitcher or DC. The pitchee in the meeting?
No, it was just we were just catching up.
Okay.
And he paid. Wow. There's no pitch.
That's awesome.
We went to Nobu in DC.
That's an expensive restaurant.
Yes.
I can't. That bill was probably over $1,000, just the two of us.
Was it good?
It was wonderful.
Does he do
wonderful
clever things with smoke and
no? If I could tell you why, if I remembered, I could tell you because the lady came out and she showed us the menu and we were literally just talking about business and I said, well, what do you recommend? And then we both agreed and we moved on because it wasn't about the food; it was about the conversation.
I'll have the deconstructed crab cake.
And I said, I'm riding high. I pick up my brother and sister from the airport on Wednesday, go home, and they're like, what are we doing tomorrow? I said, Thanksgiving, nothing else. Play with my nephew. It's his seventh birthday. Happy birthday to Sebastian.
Happy birthday, Sebastian.
Celebrated
Yay,
that.
Good kid.
Wonderful. And then on Friday morning, my sister-in-law says, I'd like to go to the mall and get all our Christmas shopping done. And my sister-in-law is not a rube.
Wow.
She's an educated Dartmouth graduate who knows better. And I know this, but sometimes when my wife and my sister-in-law get together, ideas come up. And I said, okay, fine. If we're going to go anywhere, let's go to Tyson's Corner. Because I heard at Tyson's Corner, they have a new rule, Mike, and you might love this.
Okay.
Rob, you would have loved this, but you could be.
We have discussed this actually on the bonus.
Oh, I'm dying to hear it. What is it?
As a refresher, you can now drink and shop at Tyson's Corner as long as you start your drinking at one of the restaurants. You can get a to-go cup and walk around.
That is a nice, talk about. Look, they've got to figure something out, right? They've got to figure something out to make it a more pleasant experience for people.
Well,
and,
you know, for years, people have been drinking and going on Amazon. So, I mean, this is just the same thing.
But,
over
I mean, make
again.
It a social event.
Can you
make
imagine?
Make it a social event where you're rolling around. And usually in those boutique shishi stores, you know, you're not necessarily buying the 25-inch television or anything like that. Right?
No, you're right. You know. Yeah.
And correct.
A lot of boutique-y stuff at the Tyson's Corner Center.
Absolutely.
So I say, let's go to Tyson's Corner. I'm the only one that knows this information.
Oh, so you're secretly planning.
I am
a Jack
laying
and
the
diet
groundwork.
Somewhere. All right, I
am laying the groundwork, and it took no less than 30 minutes. If you are in the DC area, to get off the exit and get into the mall, it takes 30 minutes to get there from my parents' house, and another 30 to get into the mall,
so nice.
Which is garbage. And as my brother said, "Who decided we're going to Tyson Square?" I said, "Me. I'm sorry, but we're here. We're already in line.
You're
Let's get in there."
You're a rube.
And I say to my brother, let's go to Seasons. Is it 52, 32, 26?
Seasons 52.
I said, I heard there's a Seasons 52. Let's go there first. And, you know, essentially lay the groundwork and decide where we're going to go shopping.
Probably reasonable for that area. That's a reasonable kind of chain restaurant.
Very reasonable. Yep. I just knew it was that or Coastal Flats. They were right across from each other. I chose one of them.
Of course it is.
So,
I know exactly where he
owned
is.
Owned by the same people. That's it. Yeah. Yes.
You were near probably a closing up anchor store.
Yep. Thank you. Yes. And so we get there and we sit down and everybody's being, they're all adults except for me, where I said, I said, Woodford Reserve on the rocks.
Rice.
And then they're like, oh, it's a little early. Mind you, it's 1 o'clock. I said, it's 1 o'clock. It's Friday.
It's Friday after Thanksgiving.
It's fine.
Happy holidays. And my
wife's like, well, I'll have a Moscow Mule then. And so the two of us are now, we've got our two DDs.
Did you tip Shannon off at all about the drinking in the mall?
No.
Okay.
I didn't say a word.
All right.
And this is where there was judgment, questions I'm sure asked by all, when I said I like the to-go cup at the end of the quick, flatbread pizza and ahi tuna. And they're like, to-go cup.
I'm what?
Like, oh, yes.
Okay.
I shall walk and numb the pain of the crowd and sea of people.
Yeah.
Because we should be shop. We'll be here.
Absolutely proud of you. Good
and
move.
Then when I tell you, the line for the Lego store, which was no less than 45 minutes in the queue because you needed a password to go and buy
to
some.
To go play, pay some, double. No, it's not block. Double. It's just paying their regular price, which is exorbitant.
That time flew by as I had my to-go cup. And I said, I'll go wait in the Lego line. You guys go to Nordstrom.
Sebastian's getting Legos, right?
Oh, I mean, he's at that age, right? Okay. You got to build them. I get it. You got to buy them and build them.
Question for you, Oscar, and I, because I have this chip, and my mom has this chip. Is there a part of you that likes being in the middle of that disaster to see what goes down?
This is how quickly it wore off America.
Okay.
The feeling of Bourbon Street, walking around with your drink and your
New
cup.
Orleans,
That new feeling lasted from seasons 52, no less than 20 minutes to the Lego line, halfway through the Lego line, and it died. And I said, what are we doing here? And I was happy.
Because the cup emptied.
I was happy. Yeah. Well, that was it, right? So you, what am I going to go back to seasons 52? No, I'm an adult. I can handle this.
Right.
I get through it. I buy the Legos. I'm sure my boozy breath is like, what do you mean you don't have the DeLorean?
This is for ages 7 to 10?
The DeLorean is $200, and it's for 18 plus. It's for A-fools.
Yeah.
And I said...
Adult fans of Lego, Mike.
I said, you mean the six-year-old shouldn't be building this? And I said... And then I stumble out of there with the DeLorean, 18 plus, like an idiot. And then I go and show it to my brother, and he goes, he's not going to be able to build that.
Oh, no.
Like, yeah. And I was like, well, maybe we'll... It's a collector's item, and I threw it right in the bag.
Excellent.
And
then,
I have.
He's right.
Thank you, Stephen Douglas McIntyre.
Yes.
We have a Lego set that we have not opened, and they appreciate in value.
We'll find out. He has it. He was excited just to look at the box.
Welcome to your first hour of college tuition, Michael.
Yeah, yes. And then we went. So this is how it all broke down. It was so busy. Lululemon had a line like you're walking into the Gucci store. Like with the little velvet ropes, because there's so many people trying to get into that.
I'd be out of my mind.
There was a certain time where I looked at my brother. I said, remember when we were in the mall in Medellin? And he said, yeah. I was like, doesn't it feel like that mall in Medellin was more like Tyson's Corner used to be, where you could actually walk around and go to stores? Because right now, when I tell you shoulder to shoulder, mass of people, half of them drunk, God bless them. You know, just stumbling around because you saw the cups.
When you say shoulder to shoulder, you're talking about like out on the concourse?
I'm talking Mardi Gras crowds.
And you know what? They all wanted to get out of the house and get a drink. So everyone thought they were brilliant.
Everyone in the DMV went there and said, okay, let's bring our alcoholism, including myself, to the mall. And I remember looking at my brother at one point and I said, okay, four more stores and we're out of here. Four more stores and we're out of here. He goes, gotcha. And it turned out to be probably eight more stores because we were there. End of the day, big win for the ladies. And it wasn't too much pain. But when I tell you, whoever came up in that big marketing meeting with all the muckety mucks at Tyson's Corner Mall and said, hey, if we can get Virginia ABC to let us drink and walk and shop, it's going to be a boom town for Tyson's Corner. Every mall in America. You want to get shoppers back in the mall? You want to get anchor stores
get them loaded.
Humming again?
Yeah.
Figure out a way to get your restaurants to plow some to-go cups.
Is
and that's probably not healthy for America.
Is it still, from my memory, when I lived back there, the two poopy exits that dump in there on either side?
Yeah.
And that's it? And that's all they have?
From the highway. Forget about the highway. The highway always took 20 minutes during Black Friday.
Right.
I'm okay with that. I'm talking about the sea and mass of people.
Yeah.
I've never been to a mall. And I'm talking pre-pandemic. Shoulder to shoulder. Excuse me. And then I'm yelling a lot to my wife because she had her purse and behind her back. I said, "Atención, pickpocket! Atención!" Which is a thing about pickpockets. And she knew right away to pull her purse in front of her because she was just willy-nilly leaving everything everywhere.
There's a little of that went on there.
It was so busy, and they're doing so well. At one point, I looked at one of the guys at the register at the Under Armour store, which, by the way, 40% off everything. Not a bad. I've got a lot of golf attire.
Thanks
Mike,
for
even
telling
golf.
Me now.
Not Under Armour. I don't even golf.
I don't even golf. And I said, "How's it been?" to the guy. He goes, "Dreadful. But we're making a lot of money." And I was like, "All right.
There it is.
God bless you."
I think the highlight, Mike, was the guy that threw up at Spencer's Gifts.
Right.
No, I'm kidding. I don't
Honey, my MasterCard is gone.
Jesus. What the hell is it?
You heard a lot of, "I think I lost my phone."
Oh, God. Tyson's Corner.
Oh, no.
Tyson's Corner. But that's okay. It'll be over after New Year's.
We're stimulating the economy.
That's
Mike.
What
we
counts.
Are.
That's mm-hmm. And happy Cyber Monday, everybody.
TMOStore.com.
Yes. We appreciate it. Thank you very much. We'll take a break. Be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa. Let's talk about Chime. Improving your credit score might not be at the top of your to-do list, but low or no credit can make holiday shopping horrendous. That's where Chime steps in with its secured credit builder Visa credit card. Millions trust it to power up their credit scores. Safely boost your score with everyday buys and prompt payments. There is no annual fee and no credit check to begin. Plus, no minimum balance or overdraft fees. Use it like a Visa card at all Visa accepted spots to bolster your credit with your own funds. Level up your credit game with Chime. Seize your financial future. Do it! God bless us, everyone. Start building up your credit right now. Open a Chime checking account with at least $200 qualifying direct deposit to get started. Get started at Chime.com/TMOS. That's Chime.com/TMOS. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by Stride Bank N.A., member FDIC. Chime checking account and $200 qualifying direct deposit required to apply. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal fees may apply. On-time payment history may have a positive impact on your credit score. Late payment may cause a negative impact on your credit score. Results may vary. Thank you. Thank you very much. Back to the show. Ladies and gentlemen. I just wanted to mention this before we get out of doing the show because we have to.
Yes.
Kudos to the lady we talk about a lot on the show. The lady is still relevant after all these years. And I got to mention the Thanksgiving football game with Dolly Parton at the halftime show. I mean, 77 years
old. I don't know any other 7-year-old that could pull that off.
It was, I mean, everybody just was talking
impressive.
Dolly.
Yeah. We actually have the video, Mac, if you want to skip down to that third item. We have the video of her coming out on stage. I do remember the exact moment it happened because my kitchen faces the family room and I was cooking something and I said, wait, I've got to take my readers off. Because she came out, and you know, the readers are only good for close up.
Yeah.
And so I said, "Wow, is this really happening?" And as I read on Facebook, someone said, and immediately all of America Googled her age.
Yeah.
Because
absolutely.
She came out looking amazing. Mm-hmm. So, Matt, can we roll that?
We are back at halftime at AT&T Stadium, where the tradition of giving only grows strong.
Who's the announcer?
Yeah, really. Really?
You don't recognize the voice?
It's
Meryl Streep.
Oh,
yeah. Dumb. I mean, it's, you know, I know what you're thinking, right?
Yeah.
That's the guy at the Cowboys
for effing
game.
National. Yeah. This is everybody in America is watching this game.
Who you know. That's
right?
What it's about.
That guy's like a monster truck, like a parody of a monster truck. Yeah. Like Sunday.
Race fans, hot runners. Sucked.
Yes. Yeah. Hit it.
All right, Dolly.
Stronger here on Thanksgiving Day. For 27 years, the Dallas Cowboys and the Gene and Jerry Jones family have kicked off the Salvation Army's iconic National Red Kettle campaign. And this
Look
holiday season,
he's great.
They are joined by a very special guest.
Yeah.
Well, happy Thanksgiving, everyone. This year, I've teamed up with the Salvation Army to love beyond the holidays. Now, when you drop a dollar in that red kettle, you can make a difference for the families who are struggling to put food on the table and for the single parent who can't make rent this month. Show your neighbors in need love beyond the holidays by finding a red kettle or giving online at SalvationArmyUSA.org.
And now, the tradition continues. Here to kick off the annual Red Kettle campaign, please welcome global superstar and rock star, Dolly Parton.
This is great.
Great for Texas. And here she comes, ladies and gentlemen. Comes out of the stage. Everybody's kind of curious because it's Dolly. And then it's like, no. No.
Huge really. Stage. Huge.
What's that?
Huge stage.
Yep. Well, great production value.
Yeah. Jolene. There she is. Look okay. So we get it.
At first, you take it, you're like, all right, this is clearly CGI.
Right.
Like, what is happening here?
And then they zoom in and you see, yeah, no, like, that's Dolly's belly button.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Stunning. I mean, Man. Really. But also, I would imagine there are a series of pulleys
on the stage.
Mike,
there.
Have you ever seen a cantilever that. Bridge?
Series of pulleys and wraps that but look at the tummy. The tummy's
stunning.
The tummy.
Stunning. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Stunning, really.
Way to go, Dolly. Stunning, really. Striking, really. So I said, Lama.
Sorry.
How about Dolly's boobs? Really, I still am staring at it. I'm still staring
Mike,
at her
you,
and saying,
you've met, you're the only one, maybe Rob has, but I think of the people I know that has ever met her in real life.
I will
you have.
That I think it's probably up in Maine, in storage up in Maine. I have a photograph with Dolly, and I was a baby. I was a young broadcaster, and she could not have been nicer. This is a million years ago, back when I was a country DJ, and it was a thrill. She's been a big star
totally
since
cool.
I was a baby DJ. She's been a big star. Incredible to watch, really.
It was
So
it was
kudos.
Good. It was finally a good halftime show.
Kudos to Ms. Parton. Yeah.
She was even more impressive than your Washington Commanders.
Now, the shorts, an interesting cut on the...
How do you mean?
What do you expect?
No, I don't know. It just they looked different. They
looked... Let's not get greedy. Come on.
I'm sorry.
Jesus. It was no look, 77?
I know.
Yeah.
My God.
We wish.
God bless her.
I wish I looked like that when I was 77,
really?
Where I am 77.
Fantastic.
I'd take it at 27.
Isn't that great, though?
Yeah.
Isn't that great that everybody can unify in the country?
Yes.
There's one moment where we can look
and
at somebody
celebrate.
And it's all positive, and we say, look at Dolly. The games weren't that good.
Yeah.
The games were kind of blowouts. Wasn't that fun.
I went straight to my feed to see how many yowses I got from some of our HBS community, like just like of every man we know, being like, oh, interesting.
Yeah,
this interesting.
Yowza.
So anyway, kudos to Dolly Parton, and hopefully you enjoyed her as we were sitting down after the turkey was consumed and we had all of that. Rob, do you have
reaction?
Time? Do we have time for your holiday tips before we?
I apologize.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What was the reaction from the ladies in your life, Mike?
I think everybody. Was positive because she's 77.
Right? You're celebrating.
No, there's no threatening thing. Like, for example, J-Lo rolls out, who's also, by the way,
that's
north
a problem,
of 50.
Though. Still a problem.
But
still a problem. You can't,
you can't
say too much. Can't be like,
can't ogle J-Lo.
No.
Yeah.
And then Shakira comes out.
She's
like,
a
well,
threat.
That's really,
We all gave thanks for her, was what we did
Thank
at
you.
My house.
Same here.
Who's doing it this year? Who's the Super Bowl show this year? Do we know who's going to be? See, nobody even knows.
Oh, no.
Nobody even cares.
No, it's Usher.
Usher.
That's right. It is Usher.
Okay. Wow.
He'll help you find your seat.
It's hard to get past the Taylor Swift.
Yep.
Effect. Like, you want to say Taylor Swift, but it's going to be Usher.
Yep. That's true. Well, last minute deal. Who knows? Go ahead,
Mike. This is how you kill Thanksgiving. You stay ahead of the dishes, and
lecture my family about that, please.
I ran the dishwasher 4 times on Thanksgiving Day, but here was the best one of all. Before we sat down to dinner, I had the roaster from the turkey in the dishwasher washing. So when we finished, we didn't have the 2 huge pieces filling up the sink.
Mm-hmm.
So we were able to clean up the fastest we've ever been able to. Keep ahead of your dishes and your Thanksgiving will go fantastic.
Way
you know
to go,
what?
Mom.
That's from fruit caking too. Yes. You got to stay ahead of your system. Dishes.
Rob is so right, and I'm trying to look. You got to actions speak louder than words as far as the kitchen is concerned.
Right.
But I will tell my family about regular day to day dish activity. My son has taken to liking to make scrambled eggs, and he makes pancakes now, and he makes pizza dough. He makes dough. He's into that phase where he likes
that's
to make
great.
Dough. And I'm like, clean as you go. All great chefs clean as they go. The Gordon Ramsays of this world, they all clean as they go. That's it. Because it's a time thing. It's the essence of time. And by the way, when you're talking about pizza dough in a bowl, if you leave that, you're going to have plaster of Paris in your sink. It's going to take Dad two hours to clean.
Yes.
Right.
Do it as you go. Do it as you go. There is no greater joy than sitting down for a piece of pie.
And of course,
and your sink is empty. It's the greatest.
When I tell Carla, Carla, those dishes are piling up. Well, I've got to work for a living. Thank you. Thank you, Carla.
Is she one that says, well, I'm letting them soak?
No, she doesn't say that at all. She indicates, well, today she indicated by no words whatsoever. I know what I'm going out to in the kitchen at the end of this show.
Yeah, Jenga.
And it's like, yeah, it's going to be Jenga, coagulated gravy, stuffing.
Oh, no.
The bird's gone, though. I ate the last drumstick yesterday.
Yeah, fantastic. Today's the day you need to put stuff in the freezer if you haven't eaten your leftovers
yet.
No, I'm
not going to put that nasty, rancid stuffing in this freezer.
You're not going to make soup?
I'm not going to have soup. I'm done.
Save the neck. Save the heart. Save
the
liver.
You know what I'm having for post-Thanksgiving? I'm having a needle. A needle in my right thigh. That's going to prevent me from wanting food at all. That's the one I'm going to do.
As we said earlier, Mike, what day is your shot?
Yeah. Tuesday. Tomorrow I get my shot. Oh, I'm sorry. We got to take a break.
Yeah,
Abbreviated flip side when we come
here. We'll do good. I got good stuff, though. You're going to love it.
All right. We will take a break, and we will be right back. Remember, clean as you go. Be like Spiewak. Roasting pan in the dishwasher. You know? Man,
while you eat.
You are so much more productive now that you don't drink on Thanksgiving anymore. We'll take a break, and we'll come right back, everybody. Hey, everybody. This podcast is sponsored by Groove Life. You know what time it is? It's time to update your wallet. The Groove Wallet is a sleek, low-profile aluminum wallet engineered for everyday use. One thumb motion perfectly fans out up to 6 cards for easy access, and it comes with Groove Life's 94-year no BS warranty. Plus, they just launched a new attachment, the Groove Wallet. The Groove Wallet Go.
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 It attaches to your iPhone 12, 13, or 14 by using innovative micro-suction technology. It gives you the ability to add another 3 cards plus cash. This wallet is so slim, you can easily fit it into your front pocket. You'll barely know it's there. By the way, if you're going to Tyson's Corner on a Friday, good to slide that into the front pocket anyway.
Yeah, right. Watch out Groove for Life. Bad people.
They make the best belts, too. I got 5 of them. Plus, all the Groove Life wallets and belts make a great gift. Just saying. It's time to bring your wallet into the 21st century. By the way, I think I'm wearing this one. I got my shirt out, but hold on. I think I'm wearing this one.
Here. Let's see it.
New York Giants.
A victory.
Savor that victory solid belt. Victory.
Yep.
Victory
belt. Absolutely. Yep. Head to Groove Life.
Look out,
you know what
Eagles.
That says to me when I do that? That says to me, you're not done yet, Mike. Head to groovelife.com/TMOS for 20% off all Groove Life products. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our link, groovelife.com/TMOS for 20% off your order. One last time, that's promo code TMOS for 20% off your order. Just click the button on our website, Rob. Spiewak.
Yes.
The flip side.
Blessed be all of us, because now that we found out that even your daughter drove, I don't think any of us, with the exception of Oscar's family, had to deal with flight over this busy week, which is great, because it's the worst time to take an airplane.
Joe Rogers would disagree.
Really?
Joe Rogers would tell you that an average day in July sometimes is busier than the post-Thanksgiving or the pre-Thanksgiving.
Then
he's a pilot.
Why doesn't my news reader tell me that?
Because
my
news reader
tells me.
Buys into the hype machine. It gets you out to the malls. It gets you to the airport. That's just the way they do it. We're conditioned.
Well,
I love the fact that
as a backstory here, Mike and I have flown together on Frontier Airlines.
Yes.
It's a beautiful, beautiful bird they have. I love the fact Frontier was the one that allowed us to face backwards for takeoff.
I loved it.
Yeah, it felt good on your tummy when all of your weight is pulling those G's into the seatbelt. But none of that really compares to this lady who was flying to Orlando, which is in Florida. And obviously she was tired of waiting for the bathroom to become unoccupado. And Mike, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
Sorry, everybody.
Are you serious?
Oh.
She dropped her pants to pee in the aisle.
I don't give a f***. You never on them.
Let me pass.
So there's that.
Oh. You got to make you want to
stay home during
time.
The holiday.
They detained her.
I have to see it again to believe what I just saw.
Okay, can you do that one more time, Mac, from the top?
The air marshal.
Yeah.
Where's he at?
Oh, my God.
Or she?
Everybody.
Are you serious?
Listen, let me I don't give a f- no.
You got to explain what just happened.
She a lady just peed in the aisle of an airline and then said, I don't give an F.
Yeah, but she did apologize first, which I think
I'm
was
sorry,
nice.
Everybody.
I'm sorry I got to do
mind
that.
The wet spot.
I've seen it all. I've seen it. Wet yourself.
Yeah. Well, the sad
aren't you
thing
glad
is,
people come to you? I'm so happy when I see that. I'm like, I didn't go anywhere. It was so great.
I hope that she didn't, like Oscar's family, have asparagus at their meal.
Oh, that'd be a lot. A lot going on.
God.
All nasty. Right, let's do one more before we, and then we'll close out. But this, panic attacks are, you know, more and more common. People are more in touch with their feelings. Do you know the best way to handle a panic attack? Is
how?
Candy. But really? What kind of candy?
Lifesavers.
No, actually not. This is
I need a warhead whenever I'm feeling a panic attack.
Warhead.
Oh my God, I'm so glad this video popped up in my feed because I thought I was the only therapist that was recommending this to clients. So here is why the infamous warhead treatment actually was legit and works. Your brain can only handle one emergency at a time. So if you give your brain a new emergency to worry about, then it has to focus on that instead of the thing that you're panicking about. So believe it or not, intense temperatures or sour or spicy foods will give you a new emergency and therefore let go of that anxious panic thought that you're having. So here's your excuse to go buy a bunch of fireballs, warheads, super strong mints, whatever you need to get through your day and decrease those panic attacks instantly. Be safe, y'all. Have a great holiday with family. Wink, wink.
And then she squatted down and peed right in front of the
exactly,
camera.
She did. But she apologized. She said, I'm sorry I have to do that. And one more, Mike. This
one
is
more.
Fast, and it applies to you. Have you, when you do drop off with Michael, has anyone ever accused you of being one of his two dads?
No.
No. Okay. Well, this
no, they've
is a
accused
lady.
Me of being his grand. What happened with the, why did you have balloons?
I don't know what just happened. Were balloons.
Mac, will that really be on the, please tell me that'll actually be on the post.
We'll see. Okay. I don't actually know.
How does that work?
I don't know.
I've never seen that in my life.
I think if you like thumbs up,
yeah,
it reacts.
Well, give him a thumbs up.
Here we go.
Did he just give it to himself or did you just give it to himself?
Oh, okay.
There's like a thumbs up button.
All right.
I don't know. We'll see.
All right. That was fun. Mike,
we were in the future. It's just what AI.
We're just playing with a video. Sorry, people. All right. Go ahead, Rob.
So this is a lady who drops her son off for pickup, and she's been accused of being two people. Ooh, it's a mystery.
So I just dropped my son off at preschool, and another little boy comes up to me and says, where's Josiah's other mom? I'm like, he has one mom. And this little boy says, no, he has two. He has you, and then he has the pretty mom, the one that picks him up from school every day.
When she has time to put on her makeup and pick him back up. She's the pretty mom.
Thank you for the explanation.
She was humble.
Now I get it. Now
I give that a thumbs up.
So she went into the classroom, squatted down, and peed right there and said, I don't give an F.
That's her pretty mom activity. Yeah,
that'll
Mike,
stay
that's
with
all
me
I have
all
for
day
you
long. We got to get out of here. We'll be back with another episode tomorrow for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Michael Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Michael Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Michael Mara, radio entertainment.
you love fruit wine as much as I do, then you'll appreciate the craftsmanship and quality of a local vintner who brings the muskmelon goodness to his oak Chardonnay and the dazzling peach crowd bat pull to his Riesling Rioja.
Oh, you should see what it looks like from out here.